Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Three Things. I got three things I want to talk about in the baseball world today. One is McNeil, the Mets, sliding, breaking up double plays, not breaking up double plays. I did about as big of a deep dive as I've done in a while because I just kept going down a rabbit hole and getting kind of very curious into what I was finding. Two, Oakland's committing errors at an all-time pace. And three, we had a no-hitter in Houston. I might just poke around those two things and watch some video and see. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you enjoy this show or talking baseball in general, the series recaps, the midweek episode, subscribe to the channel. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee, and then we're going to dive in to topic number one. Topic number one, McNeil and Rhys Hoskins, the fight. I did a breakdown on it. I was very interested in it. In my breakdown, this part kind of really made me think like, wait, what? Because they watch the replay, and then McNeil turns after watching the replay, and he says, you think that's fucking okay? And you can see Rhys is like, yeah. So there's just a disconnect between what's a good slide, what's a bad slide, what's allowed, what's not allowed, what's dirty, what's not dirty, what's aggressive and competitive, and what's dirty. And McNeil seems to think that anything aggressive and competitive is dirty, because a lot of MLB players that I reached out to, Trevor Plouffe, who does Talking Baseball, and then he reached out to other guys, like, that's not dirty. It's aggressive. It was late, but he's trying to break up the double play within the rules of the game and didn't get anyone injured. Dallas Braden tweeted out, like, dude, learn to move your feet around the bag. You just planted there. So, the first thing in the rabbit hole, I'm just going to give you the rabbit hole that I went down in chronological order. Number one, this picture was flying around the internet from Braves fans saying, like, well, McNeil's done a dirty slide too. Look at this slide. He's way offline, out of the base path. So, I said, all right, let's go find that play. I want to see if that, you know, if this is just a screenshot or is that really a dirty play. So I pulled up play, and here it is. Vogelback hits it to second. McNeil slides, and they run into each other. It's not dirty. He's really just sliding way early. Like, if you want to say the cutoff of the grass, I don't know if my cursor's on the screen, the cutoff of the grass right there, that's kind of like early or late. Just an easy way to gauge. If you slide after that, it's a little late, aggressive. If you slide before that, you're giving yourself up because he's not really trying to get to the bag there. I think he didn't realize the shortstop was going to come into him. So I didn't think that was dirty. It ended up helping, but I didn't think that was dirty on McNeil's part, to his credit. Now, where things got weird is I went and I was like, well, let's see if McNeil has any dirty slides. So I went and I searched every time McNeil's been on first base, and there's less than two outs. So the team is going to try and turn a double play, and there's a ground ball to the infield. And I wanted to see what that looks like. And what I found kind of blew me away. And I'll just show you all the videos that I found now. And what you're looking for is this plays is McNeil's the runner on first and how he tries to break up double plays.
There is a 6-4-3 Taylor.
Hard to short. Velasquez makes another good play. Starts an inning.
Hopper out to Adames to Lau. One first.
Right at Pena. Altuve with the easy turn for the 6-4.
Play ball right at Birdie. The turn by Diaz.
Rojas. The flip to Castro. The off balance.
Double play ball right at Iglesias. The turn by Alberto for the 6-4.
Kim will go to second for one on to first.
Double play ball right to Crawford, the turn.
So as you can see, he doesn't try to break up the double play. It's almost like it's not an option in his head. I watched 160 instances in his career, and I had to cut a lot down because this got too long. A lot of them look like this.
For the play ball right at Bogarts, and the turn by Gonzalez
to turn. First double play.
That's why he did it. You saw him move into the spot, and it started
to McMahon.
I mean, he's not even, he's being considerate. He's being gentlemanly. He's saying, hey, I don't want to get in the way of what you guys are doing. You want to turn the double play? Go ahead and turn it. Who am I to try to stop it?
Second and Brett.
Donaldson on the back end, out at second. And all.
There's the grounder. Camargo to second for one. On
four, Harrison Garcia.
Down to third, Walls goes to second for one. Lowry.
Panic. Panic to Crawford.
B2. Albies to right. Could be.
What was the hat? You know, what was that one? If I go backwards here. When I was finding these, there were some like that where he just runs straight through, doesn't slide at all. He never really tries to slide and get to the bag. He's not really trying to get in the way. So that was really weird to me and kind of eye-opening. Like, oh, he's very respectful, so he thinks that you shouldn't try to break up double plays. And then I was like, okay, let's go watch what Rhys Hoskins does, who's slower than McNeil. And McNeil has this like reputation as like a blue collar grinder, like tough player. So that kind of really surprised me to see all of that. I went to Rhys Hoskins, who's slower, I think 20%. I think Hoskins is like, I think McNeil's 50% in sprint speed and Hoskins is like 25. So here's every time Rhys Hoskins has been on first base and there's a grounder to the infield, less than two outs. So the team's going to try and turn a double play. And here's how he attacks it.
That's trying to turn two.
On left side, Cronenworth will go to second base for one. On to first, it'll be off the mark.
Shortstop. DeYoung has it. Goes to second for one. Back over to first. Not in.
Rendon, the second for one. Man, they won't turn the double.
So as you can see, what Hoskins does is he gets his ass down the line quick. When he gets to that cutoff point that I was talking about, he gets big like a bear, like you're trying to scare a bear. Ah, you know, throws his hands up, gets kind of upright with his chest, and then drops down into the base. And as you can see on these highlights, he induces a lot of bad throws and breaks up the double play. He's never injured someone at second. That's a good example of what he does. He's never injured the player. You know, there might be contact, but within the rules, and it's winning baseball. I mean, he's doing everything he can. He's like, hey, I don't have speed, so I'm not going to be safe here. Let me try and do everything I can to play winning baseball. And that's what he's doing. And this was, again, I had to cut this down. There was just a lot of examples of this where he's inducing bad throws, putting pressure on the fielder, and it's working. McNeil was the complete opposite. He was granting people double plays. I was very confused. I was like, this is odd. So I have so many more of these from McNeil. See, I color coded it. Pink was to the shortstop. Yellow was to the third baseman. And blue was to the second baseman. And yeah, so Rhys breaks up a lot of double plays by using his big body and getting to the bag down late. Again, he's never hurt anyone. It's still part of the game. The rules didn't make this not part of the game, but I'm beginning to think the Mets might think the rules made this not part of the game because I kept digging, right? Well, first I wanted to compare Rhys and McNeil. Again, McNeil is faster. Here's a ball hit to the shortstop and flipped to second base. A very similar play. Rhys is already in frame and he's sliding. He's not going down until he hits that cutoff point of the grass where McNeil is giving himself up way early, has no interest in being part of the play, and just says, there you go, go ahead, turn it. So that was wild. And then I was like, okay, let me find one in a close game because that's unfair if one game doesn't matter and the other game is really close. So up top, you have Phillies. They are tied at zero in the bottom of the fourth inning, bases loaded. Down below, the Mets are up two in the sixth inning. And I also wanted to find balls that were hit similar. So if you see on my premiere timeline, this blue marker, that's when the ball hits the bat. So the ball hits the bat. I synced that up. And then the ball is hit to the shortstop. And as they flip it to the second baseman, you can see Rhys Hoskins is in frame. And he's about to get big on him like a bear and then drop down to make it hard. And McNeil just comes into frame now and has no interest in playing competitive baseball on this play. Just gives himself up and makes it easy. And I was like, that's crazy. And then I wanted to make sure people didn't think I was cherry picking a bajillion. So I put two Rhys Hoskins on the right and eight McNeil on the left. And again, this point where the blue marker is on my timeline is when the bat hits the ball. And if you watch through, to when Reese gets to the bag. He's by the cut on the two on the right already, and McNeil is nowhere in frame on the bottom four, and on the top four, he's like going down already and not really trying to break it up. So that blew me away, man. It's like, what's going on here? Is this just a McNeil thing? Is this a Mets thing? And then I was, is this around the league thing? Like, what is this? I sent videos to some players that I know and talked to, and they were like, what? That is crazy. What is going on? They're like, Reese looks normal. That's like what you're supposed to do. So then I had to dig deeper because I was watching the Mets game last night, and Lindor, on a double play ball, ran through the bag. And then the announcers kind of talked about the strategy to that. But to be honest, I forget, and I couldn't figure out what the strategy was. So I'm going to have to go find that footage right now because I couldn't prep it. Let's go see if I can find it. Okay, I found it. It was a double play to end the first inning. Lindor just runs through the bag, and they explain why here. Again, this is me hearing it for like the first time because I don't remember what they said.
Play that ended the bottom of the first inning. Javi Baez with the glove flip. And you see that Lindor does not slide there. This is something that is relatively new in the game, where players are being instructed to do this.
Yes, and the idea is that if they don't get the out there, they have to go tag, and the runner from third is going to score. And also another thing too.
Okay. If they don't get the out, they have to go tag him, and the runner on third will score. So if they don't get the out at second, so if the fielder, what? If the fielder botches the misses the bag with his foot, that's what they're preparing for? There's runners on first and second.
Slow ground ball.
So
Baez with the
they're saying, don't try to slide and make this. What? Okay, standard strategy would be like, hey, try to do a late slide and make this dude uncomfortable turning this double play within the rules and without injuring him. And if he throws the ball away, the runner that was started on second, that's at third, rounding third right now, will score on a bad throw, right? So force a bad throw or make him so uncomfortable he doesn't want to throw it away and he eats the play and doesn't turn to. They're saying, their Mets are instructing them to casually jog through the base in case this dude's foot isn't on the bag. So then he would turn around and go tag Lindor, and while he's doing that, the runner on third will score. That's crazy weird. I think the Mets think you can't break up double plays. So I watched this last night. I was like, wait, what? What are you doing? What's happening? So then I went back into the deep dives and I found all the other Mets players last year that kind of have speed and should be hustling and breaking up double plays. And I searched for instances when they would be tasked to like make the dude uncomfortable to throw it. So here's what I found.
Side, Urias to second for one, on to first.
Finds one toward the middle, and a great diving stop by Abrams. The turn by Garcia
to middle, right at Rojas. Juggles, takes it.
They all do it.
To the back.
Second. Actually, the third, Sosa.
What is that? There's not a runner on second that could be rounding third in this one. So, like, that strategy doesn't even make sense, even though it doesn't make sense already. This is a tied game in the third inning. And instead of trying to break up the double play.
Second. Actually, the third, Sosa.
Play ball right at Franco, long with the turn, and it
should be two. Bolden, the second for one. Over to first.
Tied him up.
There you go.
Double play. Only down to third. Hayes goes cross body to second. To the left side. Chance for two. The turn by
Rivera, high hop to second. Cattell for one. All right here, Perdomo, Marte.
Softly hit, but Vogelbach doesn't run well, and it's a double.
Play ball right to Seager. The turn by Semien. Double play ball right at Arcia. The turn by Albie.
Roll to third.
Ground on a hop. Adames, nice play. Throw to second. Pickett.
3-2. Marte not running well, and it's going to be a
third chance for two. Vargas to second at Garcia.
Sharply, one hop by Anderson. He gets the out at second and on.
Where was he? Where are they? What is going on? My only saving grace was, and Mets fans, if you're still watching, I'm so sorry. I was running this by Mets fans in the office being like, guys, what's going on? They said they never noticed this. Alonso and Canna last year, they acted normal.
Grounded slowly to third. Durant with the sidearm toss.
That is the same as the Rhys Hoskins slide, you know? Good job by Pete. He's at the cut of the grass. He's getting down late. He's throwing his arms up. He's trying to make them uncomfortable. Here's Alonso again. Look at this. Nice. So some guys, I guess, aren't listening to whoever's telling them to not do this. Here's Canna. And, yeah, he's playing hard. He doesn't not want them to turn this. Look at that slide. You know? And he gets the player here, Oswaldo. And that's legal. And that's fair. Oswaldo's got to move his feet. You got to come through the bag. You can't just stand on the bag. So, you know, Alonso and Canna, great stuff. And then I thought, okay, before I make this video, I got to check around the league. I got to make sure this isn't widespread and just because, like, the Yankees don't do it, I've never noticed it. Or, you know, even Mets fans that I talked to, they didn't even notice it. So I checked around the league, and I'm going to give you guys the link to check. But yes, not every team is doing this. Sure, there's slow guys that they don't get down the line, they're not going to. There's kind of guys that might be injured or hurting and, you know, or the game's lopsided. But in most cases, when it's a close game and you have a double play ball, guys are trying to break up the double play. They're trying to slide late, make that fielder uncomfortable within the rules of the law, and break up the double play. So that at least saved my soul a little bit. But I don't know what's going on in Queens. It seems like they're instructed. I think maybe they have the rule wrong. So I will post a link to this search that I did for you guys so you can go check it out. And what I did was, here's all the parameters. So I did 2023 season, okay? Balls hit to the shortstop and third baseman, all right? There's zero outs or one out, so you need two. Runners, not on second, not on third, runner on first. So you're going to turn two. Batted ball type, ground ball. And then just to, because you get like 200 options to find better ones, or, you know, to even like limit it a little more, I did batting score difference, 3 runs. So it's a 3-run game. And then I did the exit velo on the ball, 80 miles per hour to 95 miles per hour. Because if it's over 95, they're going to turn that so fast that the runner doesn't really have time to get down there. But anywhere between 80 and 95, that's a double play ball where the runner has time with a lead to go make something happen and break it up. And then you can, all you got to do is change the team. So you can check out how your team does this. The only warning I'll give is Mariners, you guys were very similar to the Mets, but I think it's mostly Eugenio Suarez from last year. But like, man, go to the Angels, who last year were, you know, well, they were in it for a while, and then in the last 2 months they weren't. They had 17 instances because we really dwindled it down. And if you just watch a bunch of theirs, I'll pop them all out, and we'll just watch so you guys can see, like, if you want to do this at home, this is how you do it. Just hold option or command, open new tab, and then, you know, just skip ahead to the ball. And got down. Threw the hands up. Tried to break it up. Yep. Hands up at the cut, trying to get down. Very normal. Here we go. Oh, that was an error. Those will pop up. You'll see those every now and then. Okay, here we go. Right there. Hands up, sliding late, trying to break it up. So, Angels fans, if you tuned in, you know, you got other problems you care about, but this isn't one. So this is what I did all last night. I just checked every team to figure out. I just didn't want to make a video about the Mets and have it be widespread around the league, you know? But if you do this same search and you find the Mets, it hurts my baseball soul. You know?
Size lead.
Look at this. What are we doing? What is going on? Okay, that one got botched. What are we doing? This is Nimmo. He's fast. So, yeah, you can go to this search, and I'll put the link in the YouTube. And what are we doing? And you can see if your team, what the organization does. Do they tell people to break up the double play, or do they tell people to run away and not try to make anyone uncomfortable and just give up and say, oh, you guys want to turn two? Who am I to get in the way? Very bizarre behavior. I don't really get it. And like I said, it kind of hurts my soul a little bit to watch, because just because you can't slide past the bag, all you have to do is slide in the vicinity of the bag, maintain contact with the bag, and you're fine. Like, Reese's slide was a legal slide. The reason it looks dirty, and I'll go back to the premiere video of it, the reason it looks dirty is because McNeil bobbles this ball. Also, McNeil just stands on top of the bag because I think he thinks you can't do this, but you can. You're supposed to, like, run through it. A lot of times you see the second baseman run through the bag, catch it, and move their body forward with momentum. Now, this throw wasn't great, and then he drops the transfer. So instead of watching out for the runner, he's, like, you know, worried about the ball maybe, but he's just planted. Normally, he throws that, and that back leg comes up, and that's what happens when Reese goes down. Instead, the back leg stays down because he didn't throw it. You know, think about a throwing motion. That leg would swing forward and he'd be on the other side of the bag. Reese doesn't know he's going to bobble the ball. He bobbles the ball. A lot of people said that Reese cleated him. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, his spikes weren't that up. They're like the same level as the foot. Spikes up, like, get him in the shin. And some of the videos I showed earlier, they did have spikes up. And then it is awkward that he lands on the other foot. But again, at the time Reese goes down, he doesn't know Beatty's going to bobble this ball and stay planted with both legs. He thinks he's going to throw the ball and end up on over here, you know? So it ends up, it's bad and it doesn't look good, but it's mostly incidental. And it's still a legal slide. I just think the Mets have been told that those slides are illegal. And that's why we had this confusion. You think that's fucking okay? You're allowed to slide. What's wrong with that? All right, that was Jimmy's first thing. And to be honest, I like these videos to be around 20 minutes. And that was a deep dive into a first thing. So I'm going to speed up the next two things. Oakland's committing errors like absolutely crazy. And Blanco threw a no-hitter. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into all of these that much. So let's just speed through it. Maybe I'll dice it up. I'm going to search around. I'm going to find some interesting stuff. Topic number two, Oakland A's are committing errors at an all-time pace, and it's sad. I haven't seen all the errors from last night's game, so I'm going to go watch them. But if you look, this was their first game. They lost to the Guardians. They committed one error. Okay, one error. It's fine. No problem. Their very next game, they committed two errors. Oh, shit. Their third game, two errors as well. No. Their fourth game, three errors. Uh-oh. And their fifth game, five errors. Uh-oh, asterisk. I had rhoticism as a kid growing up, and I couldn't pronounce my R's, and I had to go to speech therapy. So if I say errors weird at any point in this video, you can make fun of me, but just know you're rude. I was a whale-woed kid. And to all my rhoticism kids out there, just strengthen that tongue, work hard at it, you know. It can be fixed. I talk all day now. Top of the first, one runner on, no outs. Swing and a miss, throw down to second, my dude. Is that my dude Langoliers? Is that him? Yeah. I just did a video on this guy. His pop time is incredible. His arm strength is incredible. Look at him pick this ball, scoops it, and then probably makes a good throw. Well, that's a little far. But they're just not giving. If he doesn't make a perfect throw to his glove, they just let it go to the outfield. He had two others. Same thing. God damn. Kind of looks like me there, huh? People have said this before, but right here. Ha! I see it. All right. Next error. Is this a, okay, this one's put in play. Same situation. Runner on first, no outs. What? Oh, shit. Okay. Fuck. Same inning, still no outs. Next batter, 2-0 pitch. Don't tell me. All right, thank God. He caught it in right field. They're trying to throw it home. Oh, my goodness. These are errors you don't see. Off the shin pad. Was anyone backing him up? Man. All right, top third. Two on again. No outs again. Oh, nice pick. And what? What the hell? All right, nice pick at first base. Doesn't go to second, I think, because he can't get it out of his glove cleanly, even though by the time he does get out of his glove, he still can. Someone might have been yelling. Pivots to first, and the pitcher's not looking, so he's got no target. And then when the pitcher stops to turn and look at him, he slows his feet down. So then the target's offline. Oh, man, this is ugly. Okay, we're in the third now. Two outs, pickoff. Oh, you can't be doing that. I mean, we can't be making extra throws if we're the A's. That's not allowed. That's a bad recipe. Shit, man. That's ugly. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That's ugly. Topic number three, Astros got their first win, and it was a no-hitter by Ronel Blanco. Ronel Blanco? Tell me how to say his name in the chat. In the comments. I like looking at no-hitters and complete games in this way. There might be easier ways to streamline getting this info, but this is kind of just how I've done it because I've made breakdowns on no-hitters, and I wanted to collect data while being able to get the video. So I have 9 tabs open for each inning, and so in the first inning, he threw 19 pitches, and I'm just going to flip through. In the second inning, he threw 13. That's a decent amount. Okay, so in the third inning, he threw 6. So that's the bottom of the order. Got through well. Fourth, 12, 11, 9 again. So he breezed through the bottom twice, it looks like. Then a top 11, 10, and at the end, 14. So then I like going, you can see the pitch breakdown here. Or actually, this isn't going to be the right thing. I want to see pitch type breakdown. So in the first inning, it was mostly four-seam fastball and sliders, 3 changeups. So he threw 3 pitches right away. Sometimes people save those. In the second inning, he went with changeup. Okay, so much bigger mix, mostly changeup. Didn't throw the four-seam a lot in the second inning. I wonder if there was more lefties up or righties. I'll have to check that out. And then to the bottom of the order the first time through, let's see what he did here. Did he throw a mix? Oh, okay. He introduced the curveball, 1 curveball. A lot of times people will use the bottom of the order to throw a pitch that they didn't throw the first time through so they can get a feel for it before the top comes up. So then let's see the first inning. Who gave him trouble? It went... This will give me like pitch by pitch data a little bit, and I can look at the result of the pitch. So we go ball, ball, swing, strike, ball, ball. Oh, so he opened up with a walk. I haven't looked at this at all. I was watching the Yankees and I fell asleep. Opened up with a walk. What was his 9 innings pitch? 0 hits, 0 runs, 2 walks. So the first batter of the game was a walk. Hey, maybe that helped him out. You know, pressure of a perfect game, gone. If you get behind, you can walk a guy. Didn't do it a lot. Then Vladdy struck out and he went fastball, fastball. Where are all the balls here? Fastball, ball, slider, ball, both. Fastball, called strike, fastball, blocked ball. Then he went changeup to Vladdy. Okay. Changeup, changeup. And then he went changeup to end the inning against Darcho. Let's see that one.
2 years ago in April.
So changeup to the righty. In. Just wasn't expecting it, I guess. He said Darcho to... Dalton Varsho just was not expecting that at all. So the second time through, he throws the changeup more. I guess he's like, hey, that worked. I ended the inning with a changeup. Rynell was probably like, if that's who was catching, like, let's just do that again. So then he gets Alejandro on 2 pitches, and he got the changeup was the pitch. Man, this is something Javier did to the Yankees. They didn't know he really had a changeup anymore.
body. It's an awkward swing. Down a little bit,
so. Ground out. Okay. Then Ernie Clement comes up. Ooh, just got dark in this room. Automatic light turned on. Called strike, ball, hit into play on the changeup again. So that was, at least the first time through, the first two batters, the three batters didn't really face it, and then they were just got a good thing going with this changeup. Cool. All right, and then let's see, Kiermaier, 2-0 to Kiermaier, and he throws the changeup 2-0. Kiermaier's going to crush a 2-0 fastball. He's going to try to crush one, and he goes, oh, what a pitch. 2-0 is a fastball count because you don't want to go down 3-0. So he's throwing a changeup here, which he's not throwing for a strike. It falls off, so it's going to be ball three, but they are banking on Kiermaier swinging. So their reports say, hey, this guy's going to swing 2-0, which he did. That's a nice, that's fun. Then they went back-to-back changeups on Kiermaier here. So the 2-0 was a changeup that he swung over, and they went back to it, and he got him again. That is fun. They went three times in a row. All right, they went three changeups in a row to Kiermaier in this at-bat. Oh, that one that was in the zone, and he fouled it off a little too high. Then they went back to the fastball and then hit him with a slider when the count was full. This is ballsy pitching. I mean, that's dead center slider. Kind of just, I don't even, that's not really a good pitch. I just think it's, again, somewhat of a fastball count, not really anymore these days, and Kiermaier's looking fastball. That's cool. All right, third inning, bottom of the order's up for the Jays, and he goes through him with six pitches. What's this? Okay, IKF. He just goes slider. It makes sense. I think IKF's just going to see a ton of sliders because his back foot just, like, totally goes crazy. Look at his back foot. Leaves the ground, like, way before impact, and just sliding. Put a charge in that one, though. Gavin Biggio, called strike, swinging strike. Nice pitch. Biggio just taking the whole way off of that fastball. He goes with the changeup. So Biggio just took that as well. 0-2 in a hole. Wasn't really ready for either of those. And then, damn, changeup was nasty. All right, so he breezed through that. Oh, George Springer first. Oh, he went. So this is a get-me-over curve maybe because it's the first batter of this inning. Second time through. And he pops it up. Was not expecting a curveball. Went fourth pitch. Well, this is kind of fun. I'm having fun with this exercise. Sorry if this is boring you. I guess you just turn off the video and bow out. But I've kind of just been talking out loud. This is like what my brain, this is what I do when people throw no hitters. I just go through it like this. All right. So then he uses the changeup again to get Vladdy because I believe he didn't use that first time through. He didn't use it till later on. No, he threw one to Vladdy the first time through. Damn, he's throwing it for a strike, man. He's throwing it for a looking strike because I think they just don't know it exists. Goes get me over curveball to Turner. So this was a plan. Let's show him the curveball the second time through. They're not going to know it's coming. Let's just sneak strike one by him. If they swing at it, it's going to be off balance. Because they're not going to sit first pitch curveball because you didn't throw it at all the first time through. It's your fourth pitch. Cool pitching. Eventually gets Turner on the changeup. So the changeup was the pitch. The changeup was the nasty pitch. Varsho comes up and he just gets a smattering of changeups again. Man, a lot of these at-bats ended with changeups. Going to the fifth inning now. 11 pitches in the fifth inning. Alejandro Kirk, slider. So now it's slider heavy. Kirk, Ernie Clement, he goes another first pitch curveball. Didn't work this time. Let's see. So he's just using this curveball as a get-me-over curve. So if you... Ooh, that wasn't really get me over. He kind of wanted him to chase there. Then he threw the slider after that. Strike on the fastball. Ooh, with two strikes, went to the changeup. Didn't get the K on Clement. 1-2 pitch, changeup in the zone. He'd been freezing a lot of people with that from what I watched. That was fouled off. So off of that, they go, oh, okay, you're going to foul off the changeup. You know it exists now. You're ready for it. How about this slider? Popped up, awkward swing. So upset with himself. Nice play. And then Kiermaier comes up. Another first pitch curveball. How many first pitch curveballs did he throw? Did he throw a curveball on any other count? Look at that. Kiermaier's just like, you fucker, dude. How come they're not telling each other? Hey, second time through, he's going first pitch curve. Eventually, someone's got to jump that. He's had face by Kiermaier's like, you fucker. Didn't know that was coming. and then change up to get him out. Damn, man. Good pitching. Fun. But the Blue Jays, you got to pick up on this stuff. Okay, so then he gave IKF all sliders his first time through. Slider, slider, all fastballs this time. Out. And then a slider to finish him off where he hits it into play. Okay. Fastball, fastball. Oh, wow, look at this. Biggio, all changeups. Three in a row. He threw four changeups in a row here. I wonder if they got... He just really liked it. Pitch one to Biggio. Change up inside. Swing and miss. Pitch two. Oh, that is exactly where he wants that pitch. Didn't get the call. It was a little low. Right down the middle with the changeup. Jesus. Just begging them to hit it. He's like, do you guys know about my changeup yet? Because if you sit on it, you probably hit it. Oh, my goodness. First pitch right down the middle, man. And I think he was, I think to Springer's credit, I think he was kind of sitting on that. Just was on top of it because it's got some slight dip. Kind of nuts, man. What inning did I just do? The sixth? Yeah. Seventh inning. Vladdy's up again. Slider, changeup, slider. No fastballs this inning. Two fastballs in the whole inning. Wow. Turner gave him a first pitch out. All changeups, all sliders. Eighth inning. Only three fastballs, all changeups. The changeup was just absolutely, like, working. And in the ninth inning, only two fastballs. Damn. So, like, the last at-bat, Vladdy comes up, and they got to know the scouting report and the numbers. Like, hey, he's really liking that changeup. He only threw two fastballs the last couple innings. So he shows him fastball right away up top. You build off that. So now it's 1-0, and now you go changeup in the zone. Low. That's a really nice pitch. Okay. Now it's 1-1, and he's going to just go double up that changeup. Trying to get him to swing and miss there. Good for Vlad. He doesn't bite. Also, pressure of a no-hitter on the line right here. What was that? Slider? That was just like kind of a nothing slider, I think. That didn't do much. Just hovering there. But it's at a good spot. Up and in is Vlad's trying to do more with that. And then a changeup. Okay. Only thing I want to do, I want to look up one thing before I get out of here. I want to look up, I'm going to cancel out the inning, and then I'm going to look up pitch type, and I'm going to put in curveball, and then I'm going to search how many curveballs he threw in this game. And then I'm going to four, and then I'm going to go pitch count. Oh, 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 and it was all second time through the order. So I think he had a very, very good plan there. Second time through, we're going to go first pitch curveballs because we didn't show them the curve at all the first time through. So they're not, it's not in their head. That's cool. It's good pitching. Thank you guys very much for watching. I recorded this and it took a long time. Hopefully I was able to chop it down enough. Appreciate you. Subscribe to the channel if you enjoy these. And we will be back every Tuesday for Jimmy's Three Things, where it'll be an article, a hot story, a news story, a question, and the stat deep dive like this. And enjoy yourselves and everyone around you, and call your moms and tell them hi, and go Yanks. Nah, I know, not for all of you. Bye.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.